Hello and welcome to the Fastest Lap Podcast, helping you to stay up to date with the fast-moving world of Formula One. Today, we talk about the car launches of Haas, Williams, Toro Rosso, and Renault. My name is Jan, and as ever, I'm with Fergal. Hello everyone to episode 128 of the Fastest Lap Podcast. There we are. We have the first four new cars for the 2019 season. And let's directly start with the biggest change in livery with Haas. I know we talked about it before, Fergal, before we started recording. You think the livery is a bit boring, correct?
It's okay.
Yeah, I put you on the spot there.
Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of what I expected. But then again, at the same time, I didn't really know what to expect. I knew that it was going to be black and gold because they're the colors of Rich Energy, and the livery was going to be inspired by Rich Energy. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good livery. I like it ish. it is a bit, well, when it was presented, it was a bit plain. But the one thing that I genuinely don't understand, and this is, yeah, just me. A lot of people, you know, were comparing it, saying, "Oh, it's a Lotus. It looks like a Lotus."
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm the only person that doesn't think it looks like a Lotus whatsoever. I really don't think it looks like a Lotus at all. I mean, the Lotus had a lot more gold on it, for starters.
And it's difficult to compare as we do have different aero regulations today, so the car generally looks a bit different. But, I mean, the general color scheme, I don't think it's too much different.
But I guess black and gold are iconic and symbolic with the Lotus team. You know, it's not like you have Williams, who's had a white livery, or Mercedes with a silver. You know, if there was another silver car, you probably wouldn't say that it looks like a Mercedes. You know, with black and gold, the Lotus cars, even, you know, the original Lotus team ran those colors.
I mean, one thing you do notice is that the Lotus team around 2012 and 2014 they had more red in the livery, yeah, in front wing and the rear wing, and a bit more gold-ish, but it's more kind of beige, I have the feeling.
I'm not up to date on my colors. It's I have no idea what beige is, but I don't think they at all look like it looks like the Lotus. I thought it would look more like Lotus before it was actually launched, and then when it was launched, I didn't think it looked anything like it. But I mean, it's not an ugly livery. I don't think it doesn't look awful. It doesn't look bad. Mm. And it's something.
And I think it will definitely show, or its true face, when you see the car on track, anyways. Because with those render shots, or the shot in front of the sponsor's wall, you can't really get the full whole picture. You need to see the car on track, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think no matter what livery you have, any. When you see a Formula One car on track, especially even in person, you know, a Formula One car looks good because it's a Formula One car. So, it's a dark livery, and you know, in the last couple of years we've had a very colourful grid. We probably still will have a pretty colourful grid this year, but I mean, what year was it? I think it was 2014, was it, where we had like so many cars that were all dark, and yeah, overall, I mean, I like it. I thought there would have been a bit more Rich Energy branding on the car. I mean, there is quite a lot, but
I just wanted to say.
I mean, well, I think what I mean is there's a lot, but it's in small bits. For example, on the side pods, you have the big Haas, you know, logo, or not logo, but the name Haas. But yeah, overall, I mean, I like it. And yeah, I mean, it was I was just going to say it was a 2018 car, pretty much, wasn't it? With the 2019 front wing. Which is probably what you can expect for most of the launches. So
story that I read and seems to be true, that there is, I don't know what it is, some kind of manufacturer of bikes or something that basically has 99% has the same logo as the Rich Energy brand, apart from, I don't know, like two minor differences. Have you heard about that story?
Yeah, I think are they called White's bikes or something like that? Yeah, quite similar. I seen it a while ago, quite a while ago, kind of when Rich Energy was in the started to come into the Formula One ballpark. I didn't really give much notice to it because, I mean, you know, logos can look similar, but I think White's have taken a case against Rich Energy and their logo, so that's something definitely to keep an eye on. Yeah, they're undeniably similar liveries.
Logos.
Logos, yeah. I think the only difference really is the tip of each of them. One of them has one of them has two stems and the other just has a single stem. Yeah, it's...
I mean, even the angles are pretty much the same.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever the court decides, I guess. But if they rule in favor of this bike company, then, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what developments come from that. But, yeah. Nevertheless, a strong start for Rich Energy in Formula One.
Absolutely, and we will keep you updated when there are news on that story. The second car, to be honest, I don't even know whether it was the second car that launched, but we will just do it now in that order. The next car is Toro Rosso, that also launched their car in the last couple of days. And yeah, it seems like the livery designer just took the old Photoshop file, copy paste to the new car, everything perfect, print, and that's it. Because, well, in terms of livery, the car looks... I think, I don't know whether there is some more, whether there is more of a matte finish to it, but I think it's 100% the same. But, what do you think about that?
I mean, it's more or less the same livery, I think.
Yeah, I just checked, it's not matte, it's clary.
I think, you know, bar like a few red stripes along in front of the barrage boards and stuff like that, it is more or less the same livery. But, you know, it's a good livery. I like it.
Yeah, just want to say it's not a bad thing. It's a good-looking livery, generally.
And, you know, people are complaining about it, but, I mean, are we so impatient now that we can't? I mean, Toro Rosso had the same livery for, 9-10 years-ish?
Yeah.
This is a fantastic livery, so I see no reason why they need to change it. I mean, I guess there's not really too much to say on Toro Rosso, other than it's the same kind of livery. But yeah, again, it's probably one of the best. It is one of the best on the grid, in my opinion. And yeah, I'm pretty happy to see it stay. We don't need teams producing radically different liveries year after year after year. You know, there's no need for it. I guess it makes sense to keep a continuous livery because it, I guess, becomes iconic. It becomes your brand. If you keep changing up year after year, internally, there's no consistency with that. Your not so regular F1 fan might look at the car the next year and wonder what it is. Whether if it's a similar kind of livery, then they might go, "Oh, that's a Toro Rosso because it was the same livery as the year before, and the year before that." So.
Yeah, one thing that I read, as you said, probably most of the teams are just using a 2018 car, and especially with those launches where they just show the renders of a car, it's probably just all show, you know. Probably 70% of the aero bits or the delicate aero bits won't be on the real thing, on the real car. but I saw some analysis that Toro Rosso has some kind of interesting side pot shape, and you can definitely see that on the renders as well, where they have some... Have you seen it where they've got some interesting... or where the air could flow interestingly, like to the rear diffuser around the side pot?
Yeah, I think, well, as particularly in the other launches as well, it seems to be a familiar, or a lot of teams seem to be using this design, which I believe has come from Ferrari, that Ferrari has used. So, like you said, all these launches are just for, well, not all of them, but they're not, of course, they're not just for show, but I mean, we'll only really get a sense of the real cars when it comes to testing in Barcelona, because, you know, that's when they're going to be actually driving the Challengers for the upcoming season, and they can't afford to hide anything else at that point. So I think when it comes to testing, that's when the real bits are going to show up.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm really looking forward to testing to see the new cars on track. Definitely one car we might have to check out twice on track, because the livery is quite a bit different compared to last year, or to be honest, compared to the last 4 years. And the car I'm talking about is, of course, the Williams car. From 2014 to 2018, they had their iconic white martini stripes livery, but of course with 2019 they lost their main sponsor, and now I think they also announced a new main sponsor for their 2019 season, and also they change up their livery. There's still a bit of white in there, but there's a lot more of some kind of light bluish color that is very present in the livery. So Fergal, what's your opinion on the livery? I do have my opinion, but I'm interested in yours.
Yeah, I think overall it seemed to be received pretty negatively by fans.
Okay, good. I'm not alone then.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think it looks bad. I mean, I looked at it and I went, oh, okay, you know, it's different. Yeah. We knew it would be different. And I mean, I can't sit here and say that I don't like it. And I can't say that I think it looks terrible, because I don't believe that. I don't think it looks bad. It's for Williams, it's different. Maybe I'm just a bit more of a optimist than most people, but
I don't really think it's bad, really bad. You know, I looked at it and my first reaction was, good. It's something different. You know, it's not the usual white, boring kind of livery. It's something different. And then I thought, this kind of, I don't really think the white or light blue doesn't work together. That's not the case. I think the thing that's really annoying myself, me, is that there are no clear borders between the white and the blue. You know, it's kind of washing together and creating some weird color tones between the white and blue, and I think that's something that's not to my liking. But also here, the same as with other cars, maybe on track it looks great, who knows.
Yeah, I mean, I was just gonna say that when it's actually on the track, I think it could be a bit of a different story. But I mean, overall, I would say that it's quite a nice livery. But yeah, I mean, it's just when you gotta see it on track, I think, before you completely judge it.
I do like, however, is the team wear of I think George Russell and Robert Kubica showed that off. I quite like that, with the kind of really bright blue stripes and the black overall design. I like that.
Yeah, man. You know, if you wanna buy some of it, you can, you know, pay about 500-600 euro for with the prices of F1 merch these days. That I was just gonna talk about then their new title sponsor, which is Another interesting announcement. Yeah, Rocket, I think, well, they're obviously a pretty lesser known
Never heard of it.
Company. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't familiar with them either. But yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting, actually. The owner, they're a telecommunications tech company. They're a bit, yeah, they're quite a newish company. I don't believe they've, I think they're doing something with, well, their new projects that are coming up is something to do with 3D glasses and also some sort of mobile phone that's 3D capable, whatever that means. Yeah, but I mean, they also sponsor an NFL team, National Football League team in the United States, and also an NBA team, the basketball, one of the basketball teams. Don't ask me who, because I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, so I mean, they're a legit company. But something that's really interesting, actually, the guy that is at the head of this company, he was actually a tire, he worked with Williams on their tires many years ago. I think in the, I read an article there last night, and yeah, he actually worked with Williams, I think,
like as a tire engineer or something.
Yeah, I think it was the year Alan Jones won the world championship. He worked with Williams as part of Goodyear, I believe it was. So he has those kind of connections, which is, I think, yeah, quite interesting, because he has those links from, what, 40, 39, 40 years ago?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, well, no, just leaving it open, but I'm just saying that it's
because I've got no idea.
Yeah, I know, but genuinely, I do think it's a pretty interesting kind of swing around, I guess, to be going from working with the team to becoming its title sponsor.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it will be interesting how that car looks and, more importantly, performs on track. And now moving on to the fourth car launch we had so far, and well, it wasn't a surprise. The car is still yellow, or kind of yellow with black, no surprise. And I mean, in our last year's season ending episode, we discussed best livery of the season. You picked McLaren, I picked Renault, and I mean, I when they launched a car, I thought, wow, that's a good looking car. And I still like the Renault livery. I mean, it's not much different compared to last season as well, but for me, that's no problem. How about you?
Yeah, I think from the side, there appears to be a bit more yellow this year. And the way the numbers are written, they seem to be a lot bigger. But yeah, overall, it's a case of, I think, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, the Renault livery is a great livery. This one is, I think, is much better than its first livery that I had when it came back, that complete yellow one. Yeah, I think it makes good use mixing the yellow and black. Looks really well. So yeah, I mean, it's a big year ahead for Renault. Speaking at the launch, they said that Cyril Abitbol said that they weren't setting any targets for the year. They just want to see progression, because it is hard to say where Renault will be this year. I mean, you gotta say, at the very least, they should be fighting for fourth place. Now, they could well be clear of that fourth place, but you know, with teams like Alfa Romeo and Racing Point having more investment now, they could face a bit of competition. But yeah, they should at least be fighting for fourth place. But if not, you know, knocking on doors of podiums here and there, possibly, if they get things right. So yeah, it's a big year ahead for Renault, with Hülkenberg, who's been there a while now, and of course Daniel Ricciardo, who they've brought in, probably the shock transfer of the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and I think he said he only joined Renault because he wanted to learn a bit of French.
Yeah, I mean, I would too, although my French is okay, but yeah, better than Daniel's, it seems. Yeah, but definitely a big year for Renault, because I guess they conquered the midfield last year, didn't they? And now they have to be looking, their fourth year back in F1, they have to be looking now towards the front of the field. So yeah, it's a big campaign ahead of them.
Yeah, especially when you look back, and I think I can remember a statement saying they have a 5-year plan to get back to the top. Well, if they do still have that plan, they should really show some progress in the fourth year, right?
Yeah, it just depends on what kind of progress they're expecting. I mean, if they win a race this year, it's going to be in a race that's absolutely crazy and mental, and you know, crashes everywhere and good luck and stuff like that. But I mean, if they get a podium this year, who knows, Nico Hülkenberg could finally get his podium.
That would be something.
That would be, I mean, it would be, I wouldn't call it a surprise if Renault get a podium this year. Well, of course we have to see how the car performs first, you know, obviously, but if they're progressing the way they are, it wouldn't be too big of a surprise to see Renault get a podium or two this year, maybe something similar to how Force India have got their podiums, or maybe something even more solid and more, I guess, self constructed than that. So we'll see, but yeah, this year they should really be making more progress, like you said, if they want to be targeting that 5-year plan to get back to the top of Formula One.
Yeah, absolutely. So, quite a few car launches still to go before we get to Barcelona, and we'll discuss all of them in the next couple of weeks. So, until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.